Senate File 40 to order. We do have a quorum. We are still missing one member, I think, who is on the way. We've got three documents before us. The Senate File 40, first unofficial engrossment, which is the bill that was laid on the table at the Senate desk, came that includes the House amendments that were accommodations to quite a number of the governor's office concerns. And in addition, you have an amendment, the A3 amendment, which were some additional accommodations that are incorporated into UE2, which is the document that has been agreed to by the House, Senate, and Governor's Office, as well as other interested parties. So that is the document before us that would become our conference committee report, and on which we will be taking a vote. We could vote on it, or I think if you've all got copies, there may be a few of you that wish to testify. And there may be questions from members of the conference committee, but are there any interested parties here that would like to testify on the document? I believe it's available out there, and you've probably had a chance to peruse it. And I would welcome any comments. So, Representative Mariani.
Good morning, Madam Chair. So I just want to be clear. So the A3 amendment language is already in the unofficial engrossment that's before
it's the UE2.
I see. So at some point today, we will need to then move this A3 amendment. Is that correct?
No, we will just move this. As a conference committee, we can present our conference committee report. This is the agreement that was reached. This document represents it. And so I think this is adequate.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
No discussions or comments?
That's a good sign, Madam Chair.
Should we await Sandra Erickson's arrival, or should we go ahead and vote?
As usual, I do whatever the senator wants.
Madam Chair, I would advise that we wait a few minutes for the chair of the policy committee in the House.
Okay. Senator Bonoff.
Madam Chair, given we have a little time, I would offer comments that I appreciate the work of all those at the table, as well as those who participated in this process, the back and forth of suggestions, the willingness to change language, and really after a long period of working together to come up with an agreement and a compromise, I think is a testament to all around the table and the people in this room and those who are not in this room but who participate in this process. And I think the big winner in this process are the kids. And that's why I am so proud, because I think that with this language, we will allow for a program that will be robust, and we will have outstanding alternatively licensed teachers in our classrooms to complement the outstanding teachers that are currently in our classroom. And so in that scenario, who wins are the children. So I appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Senator Bonoff. And I know that you have worked with this for over several years, and I've been right with you in terms of support of it. So it's nice to see it coming to a conclusion, and to have one that is agreed upon, and one that I think still meets the definition of a true alternative pathway. So I'm grateful that we are at this point as well. And Representative Erickson, if she gets here fast, she'll have time enough to vote. No, your seat is right here. Representative Mariani.
It's hard to get three places at once.
Madam Chair, please let the chair of the policy committee know that I was sticking up for a few minutes ago.
Thank you.
You already have Representative Mariani, and I will affirm that he said we should wait for you to come so that you can vote.
Which is a good thing to do, considering I missed her meeting this morning while I was at other meetings. Madam Chair, I do have a very quick question or perhaps observation. I know that at one point, the governor was insisting on a language that would tie licensure of the alternative pathway candidate to a course of study specific in their undergrad years, a course of study specific to what they would be teaching. And, of course, a number of us found kind of good and bad with that, and so we struggled with that. I take it that the language in regards to the TPA provisions here, where we talk about content-specific assessment, is that was that meant to address that concern of the governor that there should be at least at some point in the validation process, if you will, a strong connect between the teacher's competency in a content area and their licensure? I take it that that's why this language was constructed the way it was, and I guess I'm just looking for kind of, you know, public affirmation of that.
I believe that was an additional way that that was addressed, because there is a content examination as well as pedagogy and basic skills that have to be passed by the individual before they enter the program. So that was additionally strengthened by the performance assessment before being able to qualify for a standard licensure would also include content-specific measures. And the Board of Teaching has assured us as in their development process of these examinations that cover subject areas that is the case, that is what they are doing.
And Madam Chair, and obviously there's an agreement here, and I certainly am comfortable with the language before, so I don't want to delay this. But I do think it's important that we signal strongly to the public that we absolutely care about several things here. One is an alternative pathway that can, you know, strengthen our ability to cast the net wider with talented people to put in front of our children. But also at the same time that we're continuing to push ahead with strong expectations that all our teachers have deep content knowledge of the areas that they're instructing our children at, which is logical given the fact that we're expecting, frankly, more out of our K-12 system as we continue to evolve into a high-skill, high-tech economy. So it's a little bit of belaboring, but I think it's really important that we are very clear in our public pronouncements on our intent here.
Well, Representative Mariani, the provision that you're addressing on the performance does apply to all teachers, whether they're from the traditional pathway or the alternative pathway. The rest of the provisions have also grown over the years to assure that we're not compromising quality, that the standards that the preparation program has to meet are high quality. They meet the standards because we're a standard-based system for teacher licensure, as we are in our curriculum. So it's not an intent at all to compromise on quality. And so hopefully I think we've got enough checks in here, even the additional provision that was added that the Board of Teaching, if there's any determination that an alternatively approved program is not following the provisions that we have, that they can have that approval rescinded. That gives them that authority. Yes, Representative Garofalo.
And just elaborating on Representative Mariani's point and the Chair's point is that, you know, this bill, if there's a message I would take out of this committee, it's this. This bill raises standards for teachers. There's actually a higher standard for alternatively licensed teachers than under the traditional license program, and that's a very good sign, and I think that's something that all the members of this conference committee can be proud of.
Thank you, Representative Garofalo. Any other further discussion? If not, we have the UE2 before us, and I believe, let's see, do we need a motion from other than the chair?
Madam Chair, I'll move.
Conference committees, I haven't.
I'll move, Madam Chair.
Okay. Sandra Erickson, Representative Erickson, has moved that we approve the UE2 document for our conference committee report. Any further discussion? Not all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That's a nice vote. the motion prevails, and we will be delivering this to both bodies and hopefully be able to act on it soon.
Madam Chair.
Thank you very much to everybody that has been a part of this, that is in the audience and others not, but that have contributed to it. And I look forward to it becoming law and seeing how it works. Representative Mariani.
Well said, Madam Chair. And so I take it that both chairs of the K-12 Finance Committee have now set the pace for how conference committees are going to proceed for the rest of this session. At least I would hope so.
You wish. We'll do our best. Thank you very much. All business that has been completed, the committee is adjourned.